My mom and dad got a condo in Indian Rocks Beach, and they brought my sister and her family. Three-bedroom condo. Got my mom, my dad, my sister, her two kids, and my brother-in-law. Six people. Now, they asked if we, the goal was to have the whole family there. Tuesday night, I don't know if I got alcohol poisoning or what. I've never had alcohol poisoning before, but I legit thought I had the flu all day Wednesday. I couldn't get out of bed Wednesday. I didn't eat anything all day Wednesday. I tried to choke down some chicken soup. I had a fever.
Well, if I'm patching back your weekend that you've told us about on the air, you were at Bear Assets on Tuesday night.
Tuesday night till late.
Why would you call it alcohol poisoning?
I felt poisoned. I felt
like there was something in the alcohol.
Or I had too much of it for my liver to process.
So drunk.
But you were already sick. Weren't you already sick?
I think I was already sick. So Wednesday was just a miserable day. I just didn't even leave the house all day. Didn't leave the couch, nothing.
Drew sends me a text. I think it might have been Thursday. It said, oh, you're sick. Are you sick too? I said, I've been sick for a week.
Yeah,
I told
I know,
you.
I forgot.
We were sick before you guys
left. I know.
I was sick before it was cool to be sick.
Look, I did not have my faculties about me, clearly.
Drew's like, oh, you're sick? I see on Twitter you're sick.
I did not have my faculties about me. I was ill, beyond ill. So my son was over at his cousin's house for a couple of days. I had to go retrieve him on Thanksgiving Day in Claremont and then bring him to my family. So I, still in the throes of sickness, went and got him and drove out to have Thanksgiving dinner with my family.
I see the angle. You're working the sick angle. I appreciate that.
It is pertinent. So, by the way, Flamestone did an amazing job. They did a Thanksgiving thing where you could pick up a turkey and the sides and all that. And that's where my mom got the turkey from.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So mom picked it up there, had the turkey ready. There was stuffing. My sister made her trademark Jell-O mold, which is just magnificent. And we had Thanksgiving dinner. We hung out for a while. And then I said, all right, well, I think we're going to head back home. And my mom said, oh, you're not spending the night? And I was like, well, you know, Xander's been gone for a couple of nights. He hasn't gotten to spend the night at home. He's been away from the video games, which he loves more than anything in the world.
Doesn't he love hanging out with his cousins?
He's been away from video games, which he's at an age now. When you're 9 and your cousin is 4 or 5, that's cool. But when you're 13 and your cousin is like 7, 8, it's a little different, you know?
Okay.
I'm not making excuses for him.
You're sick and your son doesn't want to play with a little cousin. All right.
Well, it just, plus I didn't have my contacts with me.
Okay.
I have to take them out when I sleep. I had not fed the cats that evening yet.
That's poor planning on your part.
Here's the only reason I'm asking you, because you said on the air that you were going to stay at least one night. And you said it was probably going to be Thursday night.
Right.
Now, I can understand when you get in that situation and you're thinking about, man, I'm going to be with my whole family. I've had enough and I got to leave. I just know that your mom booked that 3-bedroom so you would sleep over with your son just for one night.
Yeah, but if you're not feeling well, you know, you want to go home immediately.
Right. So
this guy was at the Bear Assets the night before.
Two nights before. So Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, we go home. I said, Mom, I'll be back tomorrow morning. We'll have some fun. So the next morning, we show up at around 12:30, and that's technically morning for me. So I bring the bathing suits. I take the two boys, the older boys, my son and my nephew, down to the fake water park that they charge $25 for. But what a joke, by the way. What a joke. This place was totally awful. This is terrible. To see that, it's a Trump America already. This place was a total joke. This water park was a total joke.
Disaster.
Total disaster. This water park was a total disaster. So I take them there. I hang out with them for a couple of hours. While everyone goes and does stuff, my mom went to go see her mother's grave, which is somewhere on Ormerton in a Jewish cemetery. My other nephew put a stone on there, which is a tradition, I suppose. And then everybody meets back up at the room. We had a 2-hour discussion over where we were going to have lunch. I mean, dinner, I'm sorry. A two-hour discussion whereupon the following phrase exited my mother's mouth. I looked up, because you know me and Yelp. I'm huge on the Yelp. I saw that this place was highly rated, Jake's Mexican Cantina. I said, how about Jake's? 398 reviews, 5 stars. My mom looks at it. She goes, oh, there's too many choices.
That's a real issue, though.
Too many choices. I said, wait, you got a taco, you got a burrito, a flauta, a toast. Too many choices.
I mean, they should have leaned on you to make the choice since you're from this area.
Well, and I did, but my choices weren't good enough because there were too many options. So then I remember someone calling and saying Keegan's, and Keegan's it was. By the way, my mom just texted me and said, Dad and I were planning on sleeping on the sofa. So in order for me to spend the night there, my mom and dad are going to have to sleep on the sofa.
But they would have loved to sleep on the sofa just to know that their whole family was under one roof just for the night.
Because they did this for you.
But why? My mom and dad sleeping on a sofa that for me?
A sofa bed?
It wasn't just a sofa bed. It was just a sofa.
They will risk a night of discomfort so their son could have much comfort under the same roof as
them.
Who
lives 25 minutes away?
You could have had breakfast together.
So what is it? Is it the sofa thing or you wanted to leave?
He wanted to leave.
I like to sleep in my own bed, and my own bed was a half hour away.
So why didn't you tell your mom, okay, you know what? You don't have to book this room.
Okay. Because I wanted to be there with them. I never suggested renting the room in the first place. They did it, which I'm happy with. I remembered myself at 13, and I was thinking about that. Like, I would have been so bored.
It's just something you have to go through.
It's not something you have to go through. You don't have to go through that.
It makes you a better person in the end.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
It builds character.
All right, and then Thursday night, they force my son into board games, okay?
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's playing board games with my sister. He's forced into playing Scrabble. On the way home, he said, it really made me feel bad that your sister rolls her eyes at me when I don't know what to do in Scrabble.
Oh, boy.
And so instead of saying something about it and making an issue, when all I want to do is smash somebody's face into the friggin' table for rolling their eyes at my kid because he's never played boring-ass Scrabble before, I duck out. I remove myself from situations before they become stressful or tiresome. I bite my tongue until it bleeds, and then I drive home and I apologize to him that my sister, for whatever reason, has to roll her eyes at my son for not knowing what to do in a board game that he didn't want to play in the first place.
That's what family's all about.
That's family, man.
Not my family. Yeah. Not the family that I'm putting him in.
It comes with it, man.
Did you forget that this happened? Because I can see there's some inner rage that's happening.
You're mad
right?
at us for some reason?
Yeah,
right
why
now?
Did you make her do that?
You want to talk to your sister?
No, I don't want to say a word.
It's a new bit called Confront a Sister.
Uh-uh. No, because nothing's going to change it.
Maybe she wasn't rolling her eyes at him. He should be better at Scrabble, though. He's a Garabo.
Why? Why does he have to know how to play Scrabble?
I mean, it's not that hard of a concept, though. Could he not think of a word? He was probably trying to come up with a word, and she just didn't like how long he was taking.
Is there a time limit on Scrabble?
It's just the game.
Scrabble's the most boring-ass game you could possibly play.
She has two kids. She should be more patient. But
how come you didn't bring all the video games?
Why didn't you bring... He has a handheld.
Did you think about that for a little entertainment?
My son is so damn considerate. He said, I'm going to leave my iPhone in the car so that I'm not rude and playing in front of them.
He could have gotten it out of the car.
Well, he didn't want to be rude because he's concerned about other people's feelings. Unlike an adult who rolls their eyes at my son.
You guys were rude and you went home.
How is that rude to want to sleep in my own bed?
I'm actually going to lay off the him being rude leaving because I can see that
he's real mad.
That maybe you forgot that happened, but I can tell that's a real serious sore subject right now.
I completely forgot that happened until you guys dredged up that memory.
Well, at least we've done something here.
Well, I mean, you rolls their eyes.
It shouldn't have happened.
Can I give you some real advice?
Yeah.
You should probably tell your sister about it. Not for your relationship with her, because I know that's always kind of patchy,
right.
But at least for your son. At least say, hey, listen, this is what Xander saw you do. Can you at least explain to him that you were doing this for some other reason and lie to the kid's face?
I could do that.
I mean, look, you're a big man. You made up with your half-brother now, so why not make up with your full sister?
You don't want him to hate your sister.
Well, he doesn't hate her. He's a relative.
It could grow into that.
She hurt his feelings. And then whenever there's roughhousing, which there's going to be roughhousing because there's boys, he gets blamed for it because one of my nephews starts crying, and then Xander gets a blame because he's big, and then he feels guilty about it.
God, I haven't seen this much legit, real Garabo rage since you and I got into it when you told me I should be... I'm in radio, and I should be accepting that people are making fun of me for not having an office.
What?
Yeah. That legit pissed me off. And
you gotta let her know. But you do know your parents are listening, so they're probably gonna say something.
I hope
they
don't. Look, I get along with my sister on a surface level. When the family is around, we will get along, and that is fine.
Was it fun for Thanksgiving?
Fun?
Okay, I'm sorry. Fun's not the right word.
It's great to see my parents. I love my brother-in-law. I love my parents. I love my nephews. But when things like that happen, I have two choices. I can either make it an issue and cause what is supposed to be a nice family get-together to become an ugly brouhaha, or I can bite my tongue, explain to my son on the way home that some people are just going to be the way that they are, and that maybe she does mean to hurt his feelings, maybe she doesn't mean to hurt his feelings, but he has the power to not let it bother her, him, and then we'll go back the next day, have dinner, I'll pay for dinner, and we'll go. And that's exactly what happened. We didn't even bolt right after dinner. We walked around. We got some ice cream.
I mean, not that this makes it okay, but you've probably rolled your eyes at a kid before.
At a child?
We all have, haven't we?
No children related to me, that's for sure.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, I just remembered that, too.
Oh, I can tell.
But, man, like, you know, I like sleeping at home. I like sleeping in my own bed. And for him, we got there at 12:30, and I don't think we left until, like, 7:30. That's 7 solid hours.
Hey, I was just having some fun with you at the beginning of this break, but I could tell that there's a real darkness swirling around the room right now.
As soon as the light went off, that happened. I
could tell the angle you were working, that you weren't feeling well, and then you went to your son. He didn't have his video games. Then you went straight to my sister rolled her eyes at my son, and I was getting out of there.
And when he said that to me, I was like, did you say anything to her? And he said, no, she's an adult, and I didn't want to be disrespectful. And I'm like, well, all right. But, you know, we'll have a fun time here.
A Christmas is going to be awesome.
Rolling around the same time as Hanukkah, too. 727-579-1025. Ashley, what's happening? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hi. Hello. I was just calling to say that I agree with you, Drew. I don't understand why the other people aren't agreeing.
Well, I don't need anybody to be enraged. I don't need anybody to get on the cross for me or anything like that. But, you know, I'll visit for a while. And then, you know, we live 20, 30 minutes away. We can just make that drive, go sleep in our own bed. My son can play his video games for a while as a way to reward him for being cool and not creating a horribly dramatic situation, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree. I went through the same situation when I was a kid. We always had to go to my grandparents to visit my cousins that came in from out of town, but we always stayed at our house because we only lived 20 minutes away.
Yeah, I get that. Like, we would stay at my granny's because they live 2 hours away in Largo, and that was all well and good. Everything was fine then. But, like, if you live 20 to 30 minutes away, there should be a clause of, like, okay, hold on, and thank you. Okay, you go visit your mom because Aunt Joy and Uncle Frank and Uncle Keith.
Uncle Keith and Uncle Gerald.
Uncle Keith and Gerald. I hate that I knew that. They're all staying there. And then your mom says, Bubby, why don't you crash on the love seat?
You know what? Every time I go over to my mom's house, she always puts the, I don't want to say always because I know she's going to text me, but she'll throw out, you should sleep here. And I go, well, you know, my wife's at home. I should probably go back to her.
Well, your wife doesn't want to come see us at our family gatherings. Why isn't she here?
You know, and that's sometimes is what happens. But, you know, I think there's something with moms, and it's probably not just Jewish moms, that at least around the holidays, they just want everybody under one roof just for that night.
Sure.
And I understand none of us really want to do it.
I get it, but as an adult, I respectfully say I would like to sleep in my own bed.
Well, what would have happened? Would you have to? Well, I can't speak. Would you need to share a bed with your son if you shared that room?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's 13.
Now, how would you have handled this if you had to travel? You weren't 20 minutes away, and you had to travel to Orlando for this gathering, and you were staying the night.
Oh, he's locked in.
Oof. I probably. Soul brother Kevin would have had to sleep in the bed that I grew up in my own room.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been weird because I would have had to sleep there with my son, who is 13.
Same bed? You wouldn't have gone floor and have him in the bed?
He goes floor.
I wouldn't be able to sleep on the floor with my son. I mean, I wouldn't be able to sleep in the bed with my son sleeping on the floor. I'd sleep on the floor.
Yeah, you floor.
Sleep on the floor all the time.
He can sleep on. Yeah, kids are tough.
This back of
I
mine?
Said kids sleep. Yeah, yeah. You sleep in the bed. Yeah, he sleeps on the floor.
No way could I do that. No way could I do that. To watch my son sleep on the floor while I'm in a bed?
I slept on the floor all the time. It's normal.
Yeah, throw another Afghan over his face. You won't even see him.
Make a little pallet and you're good to go. His back will be fine.
I live for this kid.
Have him fall asleep in the bed, and when he falls asleep, put him on the floor.
Kids love the floor. It's like an adventure.
Yeah, we're camping.
It's a painful adventure. I love this kid. This kid, he's everything
to me. You can love him, and he can sleep on the floor. It doesn't mean you're a bad parent if he sleeps on the floor for one night.
You can love him looking down at it.
You know, on Wednesday night, on the Thanksgiving night, when I was thinking about sleeping over there, he kept coming up, and he goes, can we go now? Can we go now? And it's your kid. Like, can we go now?
I know. You did the right thing. You should talk to your sister.
I'm not...
Come on.
There's no way I can diplomatically have the conversation of why would you roll your eyes at my son when he's playing Scrabble with
you. But the conversation you had with him while you were leaving, though,
yes,
should prepare him for the next encounter.
When she rolls her eyes again.
Well, that's the way some people are, man. Right. You know, your uncle's weird, stay away from him. That's what I get.
Was he hiding pieces or something? Maybe there's more to the story.
Was he cheating?
He was not understanding the concept.
Is he making up words?
No, he just was not understanding the concept of the game.
That's when you just say, that's who she is, don't worry about it.
Don't play this game.
That's exactly that.
I mean, that's just, you know, she, you know.
No, I know. That's
you just
how
get
I said
over
it.
Maybe,
I might have said it a little more colorfully.
Should have gave him a beer.
Maybe he's a Stratego man. Who knows?
He would prefer probably an Uno, a Yahtzee.
Pictionary
with more fights than that.
Hungry hippos.
Okay, he's not four. And here's this stupid game. Let's tell you how to play. All right. So we've got 877-327-9797, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we have Brent. Is that correct, Danielle?
That is Brent.
Thank you. Brent, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Man, doing great. Thanks for asking. Did you hear that stupid game when we played it last week?
No, but Danielle explained it to me.
Very good. So the way it works is we have an establishment that we will call. Before that, Seth, Danielle, myself, we will choose from a list of three words. We have 60 seconds to get the person on the other end to figure out the word we're trying to get them to figure out without using the word itself. That's a key component.
I made up your category today. You made up Danielle's and Danielle made up mine, right?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay.
Now, Brent, what you'll be gambling on to get a prize from the Morning X is who will get them to say the word. All three of us, none of us, one of us, etc. Hope that's not too confusing for you, but if it wasn't confusing, we wouldn't call it that stupid game. So, okay. Brent, before you even hear the words, who do you think is going to succeed?
I say probably Seth and Danielle.
Oh, wow, and it's Drew's game, too.
Man alive, people really hate me. Okay, that's fine. All right, so Seth and Danielle both will succeed in getting them to say the word in 60 seconds. I will fail is what you're telling me, Brent.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay.
Thank you.
Not that I have anything against you, though.
No, hey, it's fine. It's okay.
Now, what is my theme for today, Danielle?
Strong black women is your theme.
Strong black women. All right, Brent, hold on because we got to make an outbound call, okay?
Okay. Thank you. All right, now give me my three words and let me pick one.
Your three words are sassy.
Okay.
Weave. And ashy skin.
Sassy, weave, and ashy skin.
Sassy, weave, ashy skin. Let's go. I'm going to try to get them to say weave.
All right.
I think I could get ashy skin done.
Now, just so you know, I will be playing underneath you at 50 seconds. I will start the 10-second countdown, and then you will hear a buzzer. The person on the other end of the phone will not hear that buzzer.
Okay, and just so you know, I'm not going to put on a voice for this. I'm not going to work the voice angle.
What?
I'm going to be very nice. I just want to get them to say the word. I don't want them to think anything's up. That's my strategy. Don't screw with me.
I don't know, man. That's kind of weak, don't you think, Danielle?
You know, it's okay. Let him get his feet wet with it first.
What do you get? Turn her mic off right now.
Listen, I got accents.
Jeez.
Good morning. How many agree?
Shalom. Good morning. I was in your restaurant the other morning with my wife, and I think she left something there, and I was going to see if you guys found it at all.
Well, what is it, dear?
It's one of those, I don't know the exact name for it. She's a black woman. It's one of those things that you clip on to your hair. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Do you know what color it is?
It was all different kinds. It was purple, yellow, orange. I mean, she had the works. It was really expensive. That's why she wanted me to get it back. Do you know what the name of that thing is called? It's totally slipped my mind.
Oh, gosh. Marjorie, what do you call it? You know, the clip in your hair with all the different colors, like a hair clip or something? There's a name for it. Like a scrunchie?
No, not
a barrette?
No, it's like the fake hair.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Let me go look in the drawer. Anytime we find something, we put it by the cash register. Let me look for you.
Thank you so much.
One moment, please.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome, dear. No, dear, I don't see anything, but if it is as expensive as you say, it may have been put in the back office.
Okay.
So it was safe. But now the owner's not here yet, so the door is locked. But the moment he comes in, I'll ask.
Okay, hold on. Venetia, hold on. I'm calling. Okay. I really appreciate the help, but do you know you have no idea what that thing is called? The clip-on is the thing just totally slipped my mind.
Ooh, like a hair extension?
Yeah, like a something, yeah, something like that. I really appreciate the help. Thank you so much.
No problem, my dear. If you want to call back, say in about an hour or so, Mr. Malik should be in, and I'll check in his office.
Can I find my hair, baby?
Shh, they're checking, Venetia. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You're very welcome, dear. Good luck.
Good luck indeed. Brent, my man, I'm sorry, but you already lost because you said Seth was going to get it. So we got some dude on standby here. He's got a 50% chance of winning now in a weird kind of way. Hey, what's your name, dude?
Doug.
Doug, I told you to hang there on standby, and you did. I'm proud of you. Seth has already blown his chance.
Oh, come on. I tried.
Hey, no, it was a good effort.
Scrunchy bread. I mean, she was getting there.
Maybe if you had gone with some sort of clever voice, it would have been successful for you.
I'm sure she wouldn't have hung up.
So now we're going to go Danielle. And what was your name again, Fred?
Doug.
Doug.
I know.
D-O-U-G.
I know. Doug, okay, you've got Danielle and me. Who, if anyone, is going to be successful in their venture?
Well, I'm going with you, bro.
Hey, that's my man right there, Fred. That's when you say Doug, and I say whatever. Okay, so hang on for you. So you think Danielle won't be successful. You think I will be successful.
Absolutely. It's your game.
Well, that's my man right there. Okay, so Danielle, I've chosen for you the category of, in honor of our patriotic heroes, those fine women that play the USA soccer, your category is women.
Okay.
And your three words to choose from are going to be busty, booty, and skanky.
Yeah.
Busty, booty, and well, I can't get someone to say skanky. I'm very sure about that.
Okay.
I'll go with booty.
Booty.
I'll go with booty.
I can't wait to hear this.
Oh, me too. All right. Let me get a line on here.
Don't choke.
Calling them up and saying, "Sounds like I can help you."
Hello, good morning. My name is Yolanda. I am visiting on the Miami Beach for the week, soaking up the Florida sun. And I was going to come into your restaurant because I heard you have fantastic muffins. But I also heard that Miss Kim Kardashian, has been to your restaurant before. Is this true? Because I wanted to check before I come down and visit you.
We've had a few stars at this restaurant before.
Okay, so, but Kim Kardashian, let me make sure that I have the right person. What is she famous for? Like a big, juicy, what is it that she is famous for?
TV show.
Oh, no, but the whole reason that she got the TV show is because everybody be taking the pictures and it show her big caboose. Like, what's another word for that?
I have no idea.
Like a butt or a caboose? You don't know another word for butt or caboose?
Yeah, but I'm not going to improperly say it on the telephone, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, that is very respectful, but I'm what you call not a very respectable girl, so you can say it to me. It's okay.
Hello?
Hello?
How are you?
Hi, I was just talking to your manager or the other nice man on the phone, and I was talking because he said, you know, you guys have had stars in your restaurant before. I heard that Miss Kim Kardashian was there. I was trying to ask him, you know, she is famous for the big butt. I don't know. I was trying to find another word for the caboose butt. You know, the big juicy. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Ma'am, can I ask what is this in regards to?
Yes, it's the big juicy butt that she has. I'm trying to find the other word for it. I would like to come to the restaurant, and I just wanted to make sure that she had been there before, and then I was trying to clarify exactly who
I want you to just stop 1 second. Do you understand what you're telling me about this big caboose butt? Do you think I'm going to go ahead and acknowledge any of this?
I'm not exactly.
You're making sense to me?
It doesn't make sense. I was just trying to find how you say synonym for butt or caboose is really what I was trying to do. Is that
ma'am, I'm very sorry you got the wrong number, okay?
I'm very sorry to offend you, sir. Have a great day.
Oh, man.
Damn it.
Oh, that's good stuff. Well, Doug, my man, you're still alive because you said Danielle would not get it, and you said I would. So all your eggs lie in my basket. I hope I don't let you down, my man.
Oh, man, I am not even worried.
Thank you. All right. I am.
You ready for your category?
Give it to me.
This is going. I really like the black women, but I'm not going to do it again. Let's do current sporting events.
Current sporting events.
You can pick the British Open, the All-Star Game, or your favorite thing going right now, the World Cup.
Oh, gosh, that's a no-brainer. I love women's soccer so much, and I love this country so much.
You love Abby Wambach.
Whoever that is. I'm going with World Cup, definitely.
Hope Solo. Hope Solo.
Han Solo. I wonder if they're related.
Used that the other day.
Maybe someone wasn't listening.
Good morning,
the Arena Pancake House. How are you speaking? Can I help you?
Hello, hello. How are you today?
Good, good. Who's this?
Oh, my name is Ramon, and I have a question for you. Can your restaurant handle a large party?
Yeah.
How big? Well, first, do you want to know how big I've got?
Yeah.
Nine.
How many people?
Oh, how many people? Eight. I thought you were asking what I've got, which is nine.
Oh, nine. Yeah, it's perfect. It's not waiting.
It is perfect.
Right now, and it's going to be sitting. Yep.
Okay. Are you showing the, what's the soccer thing that the girls are playing right now over in Germany? What's it called? Do you know?
Oh, I'm not sure.
There's a big soccer competition right now that the girls are playing and everyone's into it and it happens once every 10 years or so.
Listen, I don't know right now, but I can pass somebody that maybe he can give you some more information.
Oh, thank you so, so much.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I was wondering, I'm thinking about doing a large type of party there, and
okay.
We're going to get together and watch that soccer thing. I just can't think of the name of it. The girls are playing that soccer right now over in Germany, and I just can't think of the name of it. What's it called?
It's called soccer?
No, I know soccer, I said that, but there's a big, it's a competition right now with all the people on the planet playing soccer against other countries. What's it called?
The Olympic soccer?
No, it's not Olympic soccer. It's like that, though. It's like the Super Bowl of soccer. I'm having the hardest time thinking of it, and it's really upsetting me. I'm sorry. I don't mean to yell at you.
That's going on right now.
What's it called? That guy didn't know. That's why he passed me off to you.
FIFA? Is that what it's called?
Who?
La FIFA.
La FIFA? That's probably, I don't know, that's probably it. That's not what I was thinking of, but that's probably it.
Miserable failure. I've let Doug down.
I liked your accent, though.
Well, thank you. I know. I'm sorry, Doug. I appreciate your faith in me, but it was unfounded this time.
La FIFA.
No problem.
I owe you one, buddy. Thanks a lot for calling.
La FIFA.
La FIFA. Don't forget, this morning I get squashed during the Real Sex at 8:10 by the 500-pound adult film goddess that is Tiffany Cushenberry.
And that was the official first edition of this stupid game?
Yep. And maybe the last.